Harlingen native helps power U.S. Navy fighter jet missions. Texas Border Business, by Ashley Craig, Navy Office of Community Outreach. Fallon, Nev. Dash. Every sailor's story of naval service is unique. For Chief Petty Officer Jeffrey Huerta, this story has ties to Harlingen, Texas, where Huerta's mother resides. The skills and values learned in Harlingen are foundational to success in the Navy. I was taught to always be respectful to everyone, to take pride in my own work and to do the right thing even when no one is around, because that says a lot about a person, Huerta said. It's helped me become a good leader. There's always someone around or somebody watching. Someone who may see me as a mentor could be watching. Huerta graduated from Sam Rayburn High School in 2003. Additionally, Huerta is working toward a bachelor's degree in occupational health and safety through Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. Huerta joined the Navy 21 years ago. I joined the Navy so I wouldn't have to go to school right away and so I could travel the world, Huerta said. I wasn't intending to stay past my first enlistment, but the people I met at my first command in Brunswick, Maine, made me want to stay in. Today, Huerta serves as an aviation structural mechanic, safety equipment, assigned to Fighter Squadron Composite, VFC, 13 Onboard Naval Air Station, NAS, Fallon. The air station provides joint and allied nation rotational forces the unique opportunity to train in realistic combat scenarios while employing every element of an air carrier wing. It is the only facility in the world with this ability. The aircraft stationed at NAS Fallon support aircraft carrier missions around the world. NAS Fallon is host to 21 tenant commands, including the Naval Aviation Warfighting Development Center, NAWDC. As the Navy's premier tactical air warfare training center, NAWDC is home to multiple weapons training schools, including Top Gun. In 1969, Top Gun was introduced with the mission of reducing casualties of naval aviators sustained during the Vietnam War. Within a year, this goal was reached, with the United States having one casualty for every 12 enemy deaths. Since then, Top Gun has continued to train the finest naval aviators and has inspired two blockbuster movies, one released in 1986 and its sequel released in 2022. Carrier Strike Groups and the Embarked Aviation Squadrons are the cornerstone of U.S. naval power projection and sea power. They can quickly maneuver thousands of miles with the world's most capable warships and top-notch sailors, remaining on station in areas of interest without relying on land bases or overflight agreements. U.S. Navy aircraft carriers are the most adaptable, lethal, and survivable airfields in the world, and their presence serves as the most credible commitment to our allies and partners. Naval aviation provides the Navy and our nation with a flexible, adaptable, and lethal force to preserve peace, respond in crises, and win decisively in combat. The U.S. Navy maintains and operates more than 2,000 aircraft to fulfill various mission sets in order to preserve the American way of life and ensure freedom, security, and prosperity. With 90% of global commerce traveling by sea and access to the Internet relying on the security of undersea fiber optic cables, Navy officials continue to emphasize that the prosperity of the United States is directly linked to recruiting and retaining talented people from across the rich fabric of America. Huerta has many opportunities to achieve accomplishments during military service. I am most proud of the day that I was pinned to Chief Petty Officer, Huerta said. Being surrounded by your sailors and family to show their support for everything you've worked hard for was amazing. Like I said before, this was only supposed to last one enlistment. Huerta serves a Navy that operates far forward, around the world and around the clock, promoting the nation's prosperity and security. This year, the Navy is commemorating its contribution to the nation's defense as the United States celebrates 250 years of independence. According to Navy officials, for more than 250 years, the Navy has sailed the globe defending freedom and protecting prosperity. More information is available here, https://www.navy.mil/navy-250/. Serving in the Navy has been very meaningful to me, Huerta said. I have been able to see the world, meet some great people, and transform into what I would consider a better person than when I joined. Huerta is grateful to others for helping make a Navy career possible. I would like to thank my mom, Elva, my dad, Jamie, my brother, Eric, and my girlfriend, Charity, for always showing their love and support, Huerta said. As much as they wanted me home, they always understood the reason I was serving with my fellow shipmates.